The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Tomorrow's car is in stock today. Tech driver Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel All-Wheel Drive.
Oh, it's a Monday, and it is a magical Monday. There's no doubt about that. Sun is out. It's like the spring birds are starting to chirp. Am I going too early? Well, you let me know. I feel like we've got the best of winter behind us. But anyway, calm down. Welcome to the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. All thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel is in stock now. We welcome our listeners, SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, SENQ 693 AM in Brisbane, SEN 1620 on the Gold Coast, and of course you can have your say. 1300 01 1170. Maybe listening through the app, maybe belatedly through the podcast. Don't forget as well, call of the week. All thanks to TaylorMade Golf. Your game is in good hands. Jeez, we had some calls last week. You know what? I reckon we had a record amount of calls last week. There you go. This week's winner will get a limited edition golf pack worth $600. It includes two MG3 wedges. If you're not a caller, six to go play on. The text line 0457 736 736. You can hit us up on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok, whichever is your preferred medium as far as social media is concerned, at Joel Fletch SEN is the way to do last night. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome our co-host who's back for a very brutal 3 days, Brian Fluency Fletcher. Now, I noticed that Fluency Fletcher was on the Matty John show last night with the Prison Greens. Well, today he's standing in the court and he's in the all whites today. You do like to go the top and tail the same, don't you, Brian? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes, well, I've got this because I was doing a... had to do something for VB.
Yeah.
And I had a coat on.
Yes.
And a shirt.
Yeah.
You saw me come in with my cashew nut chicken tie. Yes, I didn't want to spill it on my beautiful new shirt.
Right.
Because I ironed my shirt.
Yeah, Jeremy.
I don't really, Andy. I just, it took me so long because I've never learned how to iron.
Mm.
Brit might iron. And I was very proud of my shirt today.
Do you ever iron a T-shirt?
Nope.
So I saw the spa man and he had these. He had this ironing mark down his sleeve of his arm.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, who's ironing just your common everyday T-shirts these days?
Do you hang your T-shirts up or fold them in a drawer?
50-50.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm purely in the drawer.
Straight in the drawer.
Oh, hang on, Brooksy. What are you?
Hang them.
You hang your T-shirts.
I get those cheap-ass wooden hangers from Kmart and hang everything. Hang them up. Get them out there.
If the Kane household has any kind of record, it is this. I don't think there's a house in the Southern Hemisphere which has more coat hangers than our house, right? And I don't think there's a house in the Southern Hemisphere that has more pillows on beds than our place.
Gotcha. Yeah, the pillows on beds. We're not. I don't know where my coat hangers go.
So if you get that shirt straight out of the washing machine, straight onto a hanger, less ironing.
Yep.
And it dries quicker.
I don't iron at all. I don't have any room in my closet. Brit takes it all.
Yeah. Is she a prolific? What about the girls for school? Who's doing the ironing there?
You know what?
Let's have a look at the pie chart.
No, the girls do it themselves.
They do it themselves. Good.
Yes, they do it themselves. Can we just get back to when you just said, that's it, winter's gone?
No.
You did this last year.
No, I said this last week. And, of course, you would have been listening. But I said, look, yes, we're going to get hit on the tush with a little bit of a cold snap. But in the main, this is the best time of year. We are...
We're not home yet.
We are.
Sugar, have you not listened to last year?
I'm happy to get another week in me, but I know that the best part of it's gone. I know that John Williams and the Boston Pops Orchestra are about to fire up those little beautiful tunes ahead of the semi-final football.
No, you've still got another 2 weeks.
No, we're good, baby.
It's August.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you know what's going on out there?
But this is why it's the best time of year.
I know it's the best time of year.
It's because, we're going to get a little bit of it, right?
Not a little bit.
But we are so far from true winter. You never get so far from true winter than we are right now.
Okay. Well, you do, December.
Yeah.
We have another, and I've said this last year.
I agree with that.
We have another 2 weeks of below 16 degrees.
Really?
Do you want to take me on again?
I disagree with that. But I do agree that...
Not continuous.
No.
Just ad nauseum.
Okay, ad nauseum, yes. 1300 01 1170. You know what it was the week on the weekend? It was the weekend of all ships rise with the tide, Brian.
Yep.
You see all the top six teams? They just won. They all won. And majority of those teams won with replacements. You know, you saw no Mitchell Moses for Parramatta, no problem.
Mm.
No Cleary, no Luai for Penrith, not a problem. No Finucane for the Sharkies, no Will Kennedy for the Sharkies.
Mm.
But the best cultures this time
of
year,
Moylan.
No Matt Moylan. They just keep getting it done.
The Penrith Panthers, that's just plug and play.
Yep.
Like the way they play, those two halves, was identical and no kick out either.
Yep.
It's just amazing how that club, I wonder if they're, because I don't get around the reserve grade much, the reserve grade played similar to that?
I was only thinking the same thing, actually. And I heard an interview with Sean O'Sullivan, the footy, just classy. I was very, very critical of them before the COVID thing outbreak. I thought they looked a bit leery. They were all turning up to training with the American football stuff on. And I've done a complete about face. They're a class act.
Yeah. Aren't they? That was because Canberra had everything to play for.
Mm.
Semi-finals on the line, at home.
Yep.
With no those three players, without Kikau, and they were Isaiah Yeo was fantastic, and Appy Coruscant. Don't want to get into this. I know Brooksy's trying to. Well, okay. If you don't want to talk about this, let me talk about your love life.
I went and saw family. No loving on.
Did
the
you
weekend.
Take the
no,
young lady
no,
down?
No, just a family get together.
Hey, hang on. Is there still something brewing?
Mm.
With the lady you went out with a few weeks
ago.
Yes.
Yeah, we went out to dinner.
She Persian?
Like last week. No.
She on the Persians?
No. Not by Persians. No, but yeah, it was a good weekend. Jamboree. Have you been down there? The pub down there? Jamboree pub?
No.
Heap of really good memorabilia. Johnny Warren's brother runs it. And Mad South fans. And they've got all Winfield Cup stuff, posters.
Is this the tab you were saying was
great?
No.
The greatest tab.
Headlands, Austinmere. If you go the coast road up to Stanwell Park, this Headlands, it's like looks north towards Stanwell Park, all that beautiful Coaldale, the sea cliff bridge.
Mm.
It's amazing. And the tab is right there.
Prefer north coast? Prefer heading north of Sydney or south?
See, yeah, I'm south.
I'm south too.
But I like north of Queensland. That's weird.
Yeah.
Brian?
I'm north.
Are you?
Gibbo?
North.
Yeah.
North.
The surfers in the room, like the north.
Yeah.
There is good surf down south, though.
There
but
is.
I think
king of the north.
Aubergine, if you like the north. If you like the south.
I'm getting hammered with aubergines.
Any
in my
other
DMs.
Any other icon, by the way?
I'm starting to think it's code for something.
Oh, the aubergine.
The aubergine.
Oh, yeah. How we know? We're too old for all that sort of shenanigans,
bro. This is a good text here. Yeah. I didn't know that. Because is that mould? So the timber code hangers don't stop the mould.
They do or don't?
They do. Wooden hangers will keep mould from forming on your clothes.
Right.
There you go. Didn't even know that.
That's a good point.
What a bonus.
It is, but I'm going to start hanging up my T-shirts. What about your boardies? Boardies are not
hanging fold and draw, F&D. But, the metal coat hangers, is that? Have you got a plethora of metal coat hangers?
We've got the works, mate.
Dry cleaning.
We have got a bit. No, we don't do the dry cleaning so much. Yeah. No, not these days, but... we have got 1,000. But anyway, 1300 011 70, have your say. Look, plenty to talk about, and we've gone deeper into a show without raising this subject than anyone. We're 12 minutes into the show, so we're going to do this. This is the big story out of the weekend. Nobody's talking about the Newcastle Knights. They're all talking about this now.
Fisher, Harris, Taps, they're accidents, you know, and in this collision game, I understand that. But, you know, where Salmon kicked Tommy, it ain't on. And I've had history with that kid. I know that kid very well. He was a weak-gutted dog as a kid, and he hasn't changed now. He's a weak-gutted dog person now.
Ricky Stewart, my favourite all-time player. Debuted against him, love him, you know, all those sorts of things. But he's just had a shocker.
He's
had a shocker.
And I've got to declare this. I'm mate of him. He's, you know, we're friends.
Yep.
He's got it wrong. He came out and apologised. I don't know what's going on. But obviously,
but he hasn't even done that right, Brian, if
clearly
we're being fair.
Well, there's clearly bad blood
there.
And what you're saying is he hasn't apologised to Jamin.
Yep.
No.
I tell you this thing, right, and you're a parent, Brian, I'm a parent. If somebody goes to the heartstrings of a child, it does get you.
Yes.
It does get you. So I totally get that. And I don't know what's gone down, but clearly something that's very much upset him or his child or both. So I totally, totally get that. But... just the manner in which he handled it.
Yeah.
He's had a shocker.
And in that in that forum too? That's what I don't get.
But to make it worse, Brian, like, he's clearly got this opinion of this kid, and that's going to happen to people. And we've all as parents, and every parent listening, there's a kid in your mate's group where you just don't like him for whatever reason. And that's every parent listening to this. As I'm saying this, you're picturing a kid and you're going, not real keen on this kid. And some of those kids may not improve in your eyes. However, you know, like, it just, what didn't help Brian is that Penrith win the game and the kid has a good game, scores a try, you know, like, which probably ultimately ends his season.
Is there a way we could sub a coach in? Like, does a coach have to do every press conference? Could they just say, right, you only have to do 10 a year?
Yeah.
Like, or is that the rules? He's got to do them all? Because if your head's fallen off, and he would have been thinking about this, Ricky, yeah. Of course, whether or not he's planned to come out and say this, I don't think he did.
No.
But maybe that's we can have something so that the assistant coach goes in. Well, but in saying that, I'm not making excuses for him. You're right. He should have known better.
Well, he's just had a shocker. He's just really had a shocker. And but again, we don't know the backstory of it, but he's had a shocker.
What do you reckon he'll get? Do you reckon they'll suspend him for the year?
I think he will get suspended, yes.
So it won't be a monetary fine?
It'll be 2 weeks. It won't be the year.
No.
That's too heavy. Like, it won't be the year. But the question is too, here he goes, scores the tries, we're speaking, Jamin Seven on the right-hand side. The replay here on Fox League, the thing is, like, if you suspend Nathan Cleary, Nathan Cleary's still there, and Sean O'Sullivan was talking about on the footy show where, you know, he's doing what the opposition do, running the same shape and all those sorts of things,
gotcha.
But he's not there game day. As a coach, you could argue that as a coach, if you had to miss a game or miss the week of training, you'd rather miss the game, wouldn't you? Because you achieve more as a coach in the week of training. So if the suspension is okay, he gets 2 weeks, hypothetically, he misses match day, well, rat's ass. Mm. You know, we've seen that through COVID this year. Many coaches miss match day.
Well, he might get a 100K fine. They might just whack him.
Yeah.
But I'd never seen anything like that. Never heard anything like that. You've seen when coaches allude to an incident or allude to a player. But that was... I said this last night, extraordinary, and I got in trouble for saying that.
Luke Beveridge had the biggest clanger of a press conference of the year.
When he attacked the journo?
When he attacked the journo. And then Ricky said, hold my beverage, Luke Beveridge, didn't he? Like, Ricky's taken the mantle. And he'll one day accept that, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Won't he, surely?
Well, he has.
Yeah.
He's come out already, said, I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But it got the better of him. That's the thing with Ricky, though. He is very, very loyal sort of bloke.
Yep.
And that's why it's hard for me to comment, because I know what he's like.
Yeah.
I know what he does for all the charity.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, it was the wrong comment to make, and he should be apologising to
to Jamie. And you know what? I thought Ivan Cleary handled it very well. How do you respond along those lines? He said, well, I don't think I need to, which he did. But fascinating to see how it all plays out. Canberra... How do they respond this week? They got the Dragons in the nation's capital. It was a big loss, 26 points to 6.
They never even looked like winning, really.
No.
Other than that, when the first, even when Papali'i scored, they were just in control.
Well, the key for them,
the whole game.
Tarpany gets injured. He's been nearly the best best forward in the whole comp.
Agreed.
So, Canberra.
Dylan Edwards.
Have we got our top eight sorted?
Gun. Top eight sorted. Top four, no.
No.
I think I've got an epiphany. Yep. You know how I get epiphanies?
Yeah, I love when you get epiphanies.
September 3rd.
Yep. Great weather.
Great weather.
Winter behind us.
Gone.
Yeah.
Wind blowing from the northeast. The South Sydney Rabbitohs versus the Sydney Roosters.
Oh, you've been stuck on this for a long time.
I know, but now it's going to be winner of that, top four.
Top four.
Boom.
Do you know when you started this...
epiphanies.
Yeah, this diatribe. When you started this... We were sort of thinking it may decide a top eight spot.
That's what I thought.
But now they're both rushing home.
They are...
Moscow.
They are Odessa-like.
Yes.
And the fact that everyone else is falling away.
Mm.
Not all of them. I think Melbourne, wobble central.
Yep.
I don't think they can do much. Brisbane. I think they're going backwards.
Bucked.
And it's a couple of the Sydney clubs. A couple of the foundation clubs.
Fire there, Brooksy. What, a couple of the Sydney clubs.
Foundations.
Oh, right.
Red and green. Tricolour.
Yeah. And we're going to be in the box with the...
Yes.
Mm.
Yeehaw.
Well, I've had a look at it. Yeah. He showed me the...
Oh, the box.
Yeah, he already wants to put his own memorabilia in.
Oh, does yes. he?
I might get a... this is the Texan, everyone.
His own memorabilia.
I might put a... maybe a Longhorn. Texas Longhorn. Because it's very narrow.
You're right.
So I might just see if I can work it out a bit. But it's the outside, because he's got the inside and the outside box. It's phenomenal, this setup out there. It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
We're on the eastern side too, so you might I'll wave over.
Oh, you're on the eastern side?
It's on the eastern side.
Ah, okay. You'll see him charge out towards you.
You get the sun, yeah.
Are you ready for it now, the finals, or you like to?
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I'm ready too. I'm ready too. Who's your gut feel at this juncture, Brian?
Other than the
Brainhead
Penny Panthers.
Yeah. Who are they playing?
Well, I'm hoping at 36-1, the Chooks.
Do you know still an issue is this whole scenario between the Cowboys and the Tigers? Cowboys are going to get themselves a home final on the back of this.
Oh, you reckon it's going to pan out that way?
Well, and it's going to be like if there's ever a home ground advantage.
Oh, yeah.
2-3, that's going up there.
Which will be, Sharkies. Who do you think? Sharks?
Yeah. At the moment.
Top three sorted, isn't it? Top three locked and loaded.
I think Sharkies have 4 bottom 8 teams to come.
Oh, I've got a new project, Brian. I was only going to text you last night.
What is it?
I've got a new project. You know how Nico's now sorted? Munster. We're seeing too much of his jumper, of his number. If he's going to be the kicker for the rest of the year, although Meany comes back, doesn't he?
Meany, Meany, Mo. Why don't you throw it out there? Why don't you do some coaching?
Oh, no, they don't need the coaching. They just need to go and watch Dan Carter and Halligan and El Masri, and success leaves clues.
So when you're coming in, you've got to be more square to the ball.
Which, if you go and watch the start of the year, go and pick up a highlights tape, watch the start of the year where Nico was, you'd see a lot of his number 7 coming through. You see the whole of the number 6 of Munster at the moment coming through. He's given himself no chance. And this is what really bugs me. I was actually going to ask for Frank Panisi's number. What annoys me is, there is a try is worth 4 points for a try. It is so hard to score tries, and we put so much work into it, yet there are so many B and C grade kickers getting around that in such an expensive game, how
50%
how is Munster? Like, so I reckon Munster would have done near next to 0 kicking in the off-season because he's, you know, you've got Papp and Meany, and now all of a sudden you should have 5 kickers in your club ready to go, practicing kicks every week.
How often are you practicing kicking?
Oh, every session.
Every session? Yeah.
Yeah.
Goal kicker every session.
Yeah. At least a few. And more importantly, when you're doing a captain, when you're doing any kind of training, they should blow a whistle and say, have a kick now. So when a lot of times people are, have you ever been to a driving range, Brian, and you're hitting it down the middle the whole time because you've got your iron bang?
Never. But
yes. But when you're goal kicking, there'll be times when you're goal kicking where you just kick absolutely everything because, A, your heart rate's down, you haven't been in the middle of a game. So you need to try and simulate it during training. Bang, bang, boys, go get a drink. Brian, go and have a kick.
That's what we did at basketball, like the free throws. Like, we do it at the end of the session and you do like 100 or 50 in a row. Like, whenever do you get the chance for your heart rate to get that low and then go shoot 100 foul shots in a game?
Yeah.
You always bring it back to basketball.
Oh, well, that's all I know. I play no NRL games.
I don't like basketball.
Wallabies.
Right. I've decided I'm not a fan.
That's all right.
Just going to put it out there. I think I'd rather watch rugby union than basketball. Which is saying something.
There you're lying.
Because union
there
is the
pits.
There
you're lying. You must be lying.
I just don't. It's just like, it's when I watch basketball, it's just that one player who does everything. Like, he's the gun.
Are you sure it's the same player?
Yeah.
Same when you're watching?
Okay. Yeah. Well, the ones that always get 30 points.
There's a couple that get 20.
Yeah.
A couple that get 10 boards, a couple assists. I don't know.
Yeah.
Each their own.
We are number 1 up in the rankings, I think, for the rugby. I believe we.
Yeah. Our Wallabies.
Yeah.
Flying.
Yeah, yeah. Wannabe.
A Wallabee.
Speaking about the rugby, I'll tell you what's flying. And in fact, this was a very good point. So we had Tommy Two Phones here on the Friday. And, of course, Thursday night, the Roosters played. And he'd been out to see the Roosters play. And he's an old Joey's boy. So he was heading to Leichhardt Oval to see Joey's take on Riverview.
Yes.
And we were sort of mucking around with him. We said, oh, mate, there'll be more people at that game than the Roosters game. And I think that believed to be true.
18,000 this.
18,000?
Yep. 18,000.
Wow.
They've got big followings, though. Like, they've got the old boys. Because the Joey's
but that's still a big number, Brian. 18,000.
Was that the final?
No, I think it was just a round match. Like, they have their back to Old Boys Day. But they get huge crowds to those big GPS clashes because Yeah, like you said, all the old boys. And
Tanara and Williams-a-thon too, I'd imagine.
Oh, for sure.
Isn't it?
But like...
Puffy jacket.
Yeah.
They would have got
business
a bigger
shirt.
Crowd.
Business shirt.
Yeah.
Biggest crowd than any of the Waratahs games, most likely any of the other Super Rugby games in Australia. Like, it's pretty strong GPS rugby.
Is that televised?
You read my mind.
No.
Why? What? How could you have 18,000 people attending something and nobody's televising it?
Well, maybe that's why.
They might be the 18,000 that would watch it.
And let's just have John Deere ads and RM Williams ads.
I think eventually Stan Sport will probably look to do something, but it depends how sort of what happens with the next sort of TV deal in Rugby Australia. But it's huge. Even up in Brisbane, Caelan Ponga's old school.
Is that Nudgy?
Yeah, Nudgy.
He went to Francis.
Something, Churchies or something?
Churchies.
He went to Churchies, and they play against Nudgy, which was on a couple of weeks ago, and they had a huge crowd for that too.
Do they ever come down and play at Joey's?
I think at the end of the year, they might do something like that, like the champion plays the champion, because they do that in the Shoot Shield and the Brisbane Premiership. But huge crowd, and... it was pretty good to see. And your girl was there, Flesh.
Yeah, they went over. They went over, obviously, to perv at the blokes. Yeah, young Jorgo, young Peter Jorgensen.
Yeah, we like him.
Apparently, he's the gun.
Yeah.
Laurie Daly, the great Laurie Daly, said he could play first grade now.
Now?
Now.
So what's the kid, 17 or something?
17. I said, Loz, big call. He goes, mate, he's that good.
Wow. Would we necessarily see him in rugby league colours at any stage?
Well, Jorgo... this is old man. I think he played both codes. Under 21s, I think he played for the Wallabies. Under 21s for Australia.
Why do I think with this particular scenario that there's only one team he's going to be playing for?
Well, you'd think they'd have an advantage.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Cookies?
Yes. 1300 011 70 is the way to have your say. Look, I know there is 1.4 billion text messages here. We're going to catch up on those on the other side of this. This is The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. G'day, guys. It's Joel and Fletch here from The Run Home. You can catch us daily, Monday to Friday from 3 p.m. But Matty White has been on fire today, Brian.
Yeah, Matty White, you're all right. Yeah. That's what I say to him.
And don't forget, if he's the Batman, he's Robin Tommy Two Phones. How good's Tommy?
I saw, actually, if you got a chance, stalk Tommy Two Phones on Instagram.
Oh, it's a good stalk, isn't it?
You won't be disappointed.
You will not be disappointed, nor will you be listening to Matty White Monday to Wednesday, 9 a.m. We'll catch you soon.